Also in the headlines this Wednesday evening, Hurricane Dean raked the Mexican mainland today and battered evacuated oil platforms, forcing thousands to flee as it regained some of the force it had unleashed on the Yucatan Peninsula. Paul Anselm reports.
Tropical storm force winds were hitting the coast of Veracruz State in Mexico, while to the south, a hurricane storm surge flooded Ciudad del Carmen, a city of 120,000 people. Civil defence workers in raincoats joined troops in Razantecalutla's residence, loading them aboard army trucks and taking them to inland shelters during heavy rain. At least 10,000 others were evacuated in Tuxpan to the north. Miraculously, officials said they still received no reports of deaths in the Yucatan Peninsula, where the storm hit with its full might on Tuesday, though it earlier killed 13 people in the Caribbean. Greatly weakened from that overland journey, Dean moved across the Bay of Campeche in the southern Gulf of Mexico, home to 100 oil platforms, three major oil exporting ports, and the Cantarell oil field, Mexico's most productive. The entire field's operations were shut down just ahead of the storm. Hurricane Dean has weakened to a Category 1 storm, but is expected to strengthen as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico and makes landfall again. Mexican President Felipe Calderon cut short a visit to Quebec for the NAFTA summit with America and Canada in order to return home and assess the damage. Also at the summit, US President George Bush pledged America would help its neighbor if needed.
The American people care a lot about the human condition in our neighborhood. And when we see human suffering, we want to do what we can to help alleviate that.
On Tuesday, the space shuttle Endeavour landed a day early, as NASA had initially feared Dean could pose a threat to mission control in Houston. I'm Paul Anthem.